Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we cover all the latest NFL news and all the updates from around the league. We're going to talk about the Oakland Raiders and Trey Flowers today. We'll start with Oakland. If the Oakland Raiders can land Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and Kyler Murray, John Gruden's wishes will be fulfilled. The NFL offseason is moving along, and the Oakland Raiders are one team to keep an eye on. The Silver and Black are the favorites to land Antonio Brown, and that will give John Gruden's offense an exceptional receiver out wide. Brown would fit in perfectly with the system they run in Oakland, and Gruden is a good enough coach to reel in the outlandish pass catcher. The Raiders aren't content with just landing AB either. They also plan on signing Le'Veon Bell in free agency. Adding both of those former Steelers would provide a huge spark for a franchise that struggled quite a bit in 2018. When you have an opportunity to bolster both phases of the offense, the run and the pass, it ends up putting defenders on their heels. All of a sudden, this franchise has so many different ways to attack you, and we all know Brown and Bell are the real deal. What is making this whole thing even more fascinating is Gruden then wants to draft Kyler Murray to be the ringleader of this whole show. From a philosophy perspective, it makes sense because the overall athleticism of the roster would increase tenfold. Murray can extend plays with his feet and make some pretty nice throws on the run. Then you have Le'Veon Bell catching balls out of the backfield and stretching the gridiron horizontally. While Brown will do damage by getting behind the secondary and creating those big plays down the field. By adding those three elite talents alone, it would get Oakland over the 500 mark. From there, it's about using the other cap space and draft picks to turn this franchise into a contender. With how well Gruden has his team sitting right now, it's very possible that happens. All it took was one down year, but the Raiders are on the rise. The Raiders, they pretty much tanked last year. They trade Cleo Mack. They cut Bruce Irvin. They trade Amari Cooper. A lot of overhaul. I guess you can say a lot of departures for the most part. And while that really, handicapped the Raiders this past season, they couldn't do much at all. It actually set them up with a much brighter future because now we know they have five first-round picks in the next two drafts. So that's huge. And they have a ton of cap space to sign people, players. I guess you can say. So I've been hearing a lot of speculation that the Oakland Raiders are the front runner to land Antonio Brown. It's that much we know. It looks like, they're doing everything they can to work out a deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're going to try to bring Antonio Brown to Oakland, put him in John Gruden's offense, and help him revamp the offense they have there in the Bay Area. But they're not content with just getting Antonio Brown. They also want to bring along his former teammate, Le'Veon Bell, who's also very good. There's some concerns that Le'Veon got heavy, got up to like 260 pounds in his time away from football. There's also some red flags about whether or not he truly loves the game and how much does he love the game if he's willing to take a whole year off. But if there's any positive, bringing both those guys in, being that they were former teammates and I guess to some degree you can say they're friends. I don't know if they're friends away from football, but I think bringing both those guys there would help them adjust to this new team and getting used to this new environment. And then John Gruden wants to bring in Kyler Murray to be the quarterback of his offense. And from a philosophy standpoint, you're just increasing the overall athleticism on this offense substantially. And the idea is Kyler Murray is going to make throws on the run. Kyler Murray is going to extend the play. And then you got Le'Veon Bell leaking on the backfield and running up the gut and running to the outside. And it's just hard to account for all his running abilities and then, you know, be able to stop him leaking out of the backfield. And we know he can catch almost 100 passes a year out of the backfield and basically be like another wide receiver on the field. While all this is going on, you know, Antonio Brown is going to work the vertical passing game. He's going to try to get behind the secondary, which we know he's better than just about anybody at doing. The last 6 years, I don't think anybody's been better than Antonio Brown. Obviously, he's a little bit of a diva. He's tough to handle. But there's no doubt he's a great football player. And the idea is, you know, going to a new team, getting a fresh start will help him enjoy the game a little bit more. So this is an all-in strategy. And, you know, if you're a Raiders fan, you have to be geeked up because the team could be improving quite a bit. You know, they land all these guys. I say it puts them over 500. And then, like I said, you have the additional cap space and the additional draft picks to turn the team into a Super Bowl contender. I think just those three guys get them over 500. But if they nail the rest of the offseason moves with their draft picks and their cap space, they could make the playoffs and go on a deep run. One thing we know is they're going to be much, much better with all that talent on their roster, and they're going to be very dangerous. I'm expecting the Raiders to make a splash here in the next couple of months. So keep an eye on them. They're one team to watch. And like I said, if you're a fan of Oakland, the Raiders are on the rise and, you know, good things are coming. The next topic we have, Trey Flowers proved he's one of the better pass rushers in the NFL. Now he could end up earning $17 million annually. New England Patriots defense end Trey Flowers has really came alive in the past three seasons. Over that course of time, Flowers has averaged 7 sacks a year, and now the 25-year-old pass rusher is looking to cash in on his efforts. The Patriots decided not to franchise tag him, and that means he'll become a free agent, which means any team can put in a bid to sign Flowers, and the general feeling is he'll earn around $17 million annually. Bill Belichick is hoping that he can match any offer that Trey Flowers gets, but it's a risky decision by New England. We've already heard that the Jets and Dolphins could be gearing up to make a run at the veteran defender. Some analysts have suggested that Kansas City could also be in play for Flowers, and those are all rivals of the Patriots. On film, though, it's easy to see why this guy is going to be recruited by all those teams. Flowers is very good at using his hands to beat offensive tackles around the edge. He also does a good job of getting skinny and slipping underneath blockers into the offensive backfield. Those are skills that aren't easy to find, and someone is going to pay him top dollar in hopes of countering the outstanding quarterbacks in the NFL. You can't win unless you get pressure on Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes, and the other gunslingers around the league. Trey Flowers is one individual who's consistently proven he's up to the task, and this isn't a fluke by any means. Some people might think playing in Belichick's defense is the reason Flowers has been so good, but that's not the case. It feels like he'll end up having success wherever he goes, and at the moment, Trey Flowers is the top defensive end available. So Trey Flowers really has lit it up the last 3 years, 21 sacks over the last 3 years. Really has developed as a guy that can come off the edge or he can knife underneath that offensive tackle and take a direct path and get to the quarterback. Very good with his hands. Relentless when he is getting blocked. If, you know, an offensive tackle has an arm or a couple of hands on him, he's going to drive through that block and give maximum effort to get to the quarterback he's facing. And you just don't find guys like that all the time on the open market. You know, we just saw DeMarcus Lawrence, Frank Clark, all these other guys get franchise tagged, and that's because with the quarterbacks being so good in the National Football League, you can't just let an elite pass rusher go, because then these quarterbacks are going to have all day to throw, which usually means that they carve you up for 300, 400, sometimes even 500 yards, you know, if you're playing Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. So really, it's a risky decision by the New England Patriots to let him go out on the open market, and then the plan is to match any offers they get. They're gonna throw the kitchen sink at Trey Flowers. They're gonna open up their checkbook, and they're gonna pay over $17 million probably. You know, when you think about the Raiders, even the Jets, those guys, they're not winners like the New England Patriots are. I guess this past season, the Colts were the closest to New England, closest to being a Super Bowl contender, I guess you can say. But those teams have funds to blow. You know, New England likes to pinch every penny to let guys go, usually a year early, to avoid paying those huge contracts. They take a team-based approach and try to put together a group of players that fits their system more so than going after the top free agents available. And they could end up regretting letting Trey Flowers go if he does end up leaving in free agency. The other thing is, he is a free agent. He can sign with whoever he wants. Maybe Trey Flowers is just like, I need something new, even though New England did decide to match the offer I got from, let's say, you know, Houston or Miami or one of the Los Angeles teams. Maybe he just says, you know, even though Bill Belichick's going to match it, I just want to go somewhere else and try something new. Now, it's very likely that Trey Flowers decides, you know what, I'm going back to New England. We just won a Super Bowl. I'm in the hunt to win a Super Bowl every single year when I'm in New England. And we've seen guys in the past go out on the open market, you know, down to Hightower, and ultimately come back to the Patriots, because I think those guys just appreciate winning. And a lot of people, or a lot of players that don't play for the Patriots, say, you know, New England doesn't have that much fun. But how are they not having fun when they're winning Super Bowls every couple of years? And not only that, they're winning every single year. Maybe they don't win the Super Bowl every year, but they're always putting together a winning season. When's the last time the Patriots have had a losing season? So winning's always fun, you know. And losing's never fun. Losing always brings out the worst in the team. Teammates start to bicker with one another. The finger pointing gets out of control. The environment becomes toxic. Nobody wants to be a part of that. And that could be one reason that Trey Flowers decides, you know, I'm staying in New England. The other thing is, you know, he knows all the guys there. He's created a bond with his teammates. He knows what he's getting from Bill Belichick. Sometimes that plays a big factor too. You're just familiar with the expectations, and that could be another reason he decides to go back, but it could go either way. He could go to Jacksonville. He could go to any team in the league. That's part of being a free agent. He might go to the highest bidder. He might go to somewhere that he believes he can get a championship, you know, somewhere other than New England. You just never know. But like I said, I've heard Miami, I heard the Jets, I've even heard Kansas City. Imagine if you went to Kansas City, you know, and all those teams are rivals of the Patriots. So it's definitely an interesting storyline heading into free agency, which starts, I think, March 13th or March 16th. It's coming up real soon. But really, that's all I have today. Thank you guys for tuning in. Check out endzoneblog.com for all your latest NFL news and updates. I appreciate it. I'm John Kuzma. I'm signing off. I hope you have a great day. Take care.